My dear brothers and sisters, the gospel today is about John the Baptist. And this man, during the time of Christ, was called the forerunner. Anong ibig sabihin niyan? That our Lord, John the Baptist had to go ahead and to say that I came to prepare the way of Jesus, the way of the Messiah. That they were asking, and how about you? What is your role? And he said, I am only a forerunner. I'm only a prophet to tell you that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And I'm not worthy, he said, to loosen the thongs of his sandals. And he was also baptized. He also baptized our Lord Jesus Christ at the River Jordan. And St. John the Baptist said, no, it will not happen that I should be the one to baptize you. But rather, I should be the one to be baptized, to baptize you. And so you see the role of John the Baptist for the coming of the Lord. Unang-una sa lahat, ang isang nakikita natin o sa mga sulat sa scriptures ay the humility of John the Baptist. Well, let's learn from the humility of John the Baptist. There is one who is coming, he said, who is greater than I. So, that's the humility of John the Baptist. And then the other role of John the Baptist was to go around Jerusalem, and he was preaching about conversion to prepare for the way of the Lord. So sinabi niya na kailangan yung pagbabago, kailangan ang alisin yung mga hindi karapat-dapat na maging daanan ng Panginoong Hesukristo. That is why when he was preaching, sabi niya, kayong mga sundalo, do not be exploiters, he said. At kayong mga tax collectors, he said, you should not cheat, and you should not make people more difficult for their lives by extorting and by cheating taxes. Alam ninyo, ito ay ginagawa din dito sa ating mga BIR. Kasi ang nangyayari ay BIR means for some as a bigay ikaw regalo. Pero, well, I hope that there are no tax collectors here. Pero sinabi ng there are also many who are good tax collectors, but there are many who really fall in sin, no? By extorting or by bribing. So, ngayon nga, sabi nila na ang mga briberies, kind of briberies, yung under the table, no? Para maging sekreto o lihim. And then yung isa naman ay over the table, no? At yung pinakamasahol ay including the table. So you see, marami na itong kasabihan dahil sa mga ginagawa ng mga nasa BIR. And you know, this happened 2,000 years ago during the time of Christ, but also it's happening even now. So, dear brothers and sisters, this is what the preacher, Saint John the Baptist, that he had to tell people to change, yung magkakaroon ng pagbabago. And even if we fall into sin, then let us continue to renew ourselves. And actually, therefore, before Christmas Day, we have the we call a Simbang Gabi. And that is one reason why we have to prepare ourselves, you know, spiritually, that we do not go into evil deeds, and that we try to renew ourselves by forgiving and by forgiveness, and by also eradicating what is evil, what is against the command of Christ. So that, for example, this Simbang Gabi that we have, that is also part of this sacrifice for trying to remove the sinfulness that we have, and that we also go to confession, and in order to make our spiritual life cleanse. Alam ninyo, kung minsan may mga tumatanda na, at somebody told me, "Father, you know, I'm already in my old age," sabi niya. "I'm physically getting older, but I'm hoping that I'm spiritually healthy." So, habang tayo'y tumatanda, habang tayo'y tumatagal ating buhay, ay sana naman ay gumaganda ang ating kaluluwa, maging malinis, at kung may mga kasalanan tayo, ay kailangan po yung pagbabago, renewal, or conversion as we grow older. So today, dear brothers and sisters, let us prepare for the way of the Lord. And we hope and pray that our Christmas, the coming of Christ's Nativity, we may be joyful and meaningful in celebrating the birth of our Lord. Amen.